Blog Talk Radio.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. Thousand people in the street singing songs and they're carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
December 2nd, 2011. How'd it get here so quick, huh? And look what's going down. This is Here Be Monsters. We're one of a drumline of small radio shows boycotting the liars of the MSM and providing the people with an alternative media choice. We're speaking truth to power. It's not a global revolution, it's a global evolution. And we're all the family of Mother Earth, all brothers and sisters in good health. And the good health of our sustainable community is hopeful. We're hopeful in our home, planet Earth. If ever we needed a return of might for right, it's now. Here Be Monsters dedicates all broadcasts to the peacefully driven Occupy movement worldwide in solidarity because we are the 99%. We're sponsored by Roundtree7.com and Daughters of Isis, a handmade company. And you can find links on homepage for Here Be Monsters. I do have a guest today. Mr. David Cobb will be calling in to talk to us about Move to Amend and what it is about and why you should be enthused and supportive and getting in with it. They are working in alignment with the Occupy movement, and we'll talk to David in a little while. Yesterday was a serious day, lots of serious things happening, not the least of which was kind of really cool. How Occupy DC went and protested a Democrat fundraiser. That's one way to say, do not co-opt us. I thought it was, anyways. But on the serious side, the sister of Troy Davis, Martina Correa, died yesterday after years of battling cancer, breast cancer. And at the same time, she was working all those years on freeing her brother, who was executed a couple of months back. She was only 44. Korea was her brother's biggest advocate. She worked tirelessly for him. She led rallies and held public events from a wheelchair. She was also a relentless women's health activist and advocated for the creation of mobile mammography vans to serve the poor women of Savannah. She was a hero. She was a goddess. We're going to miss her soul. That's the truth. Some of the good guys got to run ahead. You know, the Hancock 38, that's the crowd that there were 38 defendants found guilty for the bold army base protest against U.S. drone attacks. 38 activists were found guilty yesterday for their role in the protest against U.S. drone attacks in Pakistan and Afghanistan. The activists were arrested in April in New York at the National Guard Hancock Field near Syracuse. They were trespassing to protest the MQ-9 Reaper drones, bastard killers, which the 174th Fighter Wing of the Guard has remotely flown over Afghanistan since 09. Keep in mind, we've been kicked out of Pakistan now. There's a lot of controversy going on here. The protesters draped themselves in white clothes, spattered with blood red pigment, and then staged a die-in at the main entrance to the base. They said their act of nonviolent, civil disobedience. It was aimed to visualize the indiscriminate killing of civilians in Afghanistan and Pakistan by drones operated by personnel sitting in front of nothing but computer boards thousands of miles away. Boy, how can, you know, remote control murder? It is murder. I'll say it. It is murder. It's not murder by the people pressing the buttons. It's murder by the people who enable those buttons to be pressed. That's where the murder comes in. Okay. Following the guilty verdict, well, the group calls themselves the Hancock 38 Drone Resistors. And following the guilty verdict, four of the activists were sentenced to a 15-day term in prison, while a number of others were given fines and community service. We speak to Ramsey Clark is the former U.S. Attorney General who's been an outspoken human rights activist who testified at the trial that the drones violate international law. It's a hard time right now in the old world, isn't it? Anyways, like I said, last night, Occupy DC protested a Democratic Party fundraiser. Woo, that's a good move. Something I've wanted to point out for a while here, this is just a personal thing, but for a while I've wanted to point out that the MSM uses drop-down language or disparages that the Occupy camps allow the homeless to join them. They disparage it. This kind of corporate messaging is fundamental to why we need to make Occupy a household word. I mean, imagine helping the poor and the hungry has become a disparaging act, a criminal-like behavior. That's just not right. That's just not right. It's here. They're doing it. If you can't be part of the ongoing occupying movement right now, part-time it. Take time out on your local intersection on the weekends, you know, grab a chair, get a Guy Fawkes mask, a sign, raise awareness, make make us the markers, you know, showing the way forward. Take an afternoon with a thermos or a cooler. Don't forget to wear your Guy Fawkes mask when you're shopping. Bring awareness up. Get people to ask questions. Anyways, moving on. We're going to move to amend. And, perhaps my guest is here now. I will open the mic up. My guest today is David Cobb from the Move to Amend organization. David, is that you?
It's me. That's right. David Cobb with the Move to Amend Coalition, the multiracial, multiethnic organization and coalition of individuals and organizations calling to abolish corporate personhood and establish that money is not speech.
You know, you got me on board right away. Yeah, you got me. Of course, Anita Stewart, who's a guest with us quite a bit, and she is a huge supporter, and she's gotten a lot of people swung in that direction. Awareness is everything, bringing the information out and bringing up the chatter. Why don't you make like I'm absolutely unknowing and give me the speech. Let me know. Tell me who you are and how this came about and where it's going. Can you do that?
Sure. Corporate personhood is the legal doctrine created by the courts that allow corporations to claim to be persons under law. Now, this is an important idea because if you are a person, it means that you have rights that can be asserted under law. It means that you can actually go into court and challenge democratically enacted laws at the local, state, or federal level that might have been passed because you claim that your inherent inalienable rights have been violated. And that's an important distinction because, of course, your listeners are human beings. They do have rights. I'm a human being. I have rights. You are a human being. You have rights. What that means is that even though we live in a democracy, that the majority cannot violate the rights of the minority or of an individual. So we should have the ability to overturn laws if they are actually violating rights. And that's where corporate personhood comes in, because these corporate lawyers have used the judicial process and courts have created out of whole cloth the outrageous and ridiculous idea that corporations, which are, of course, nothing more than concentrated capital, can somehow claim to have inherent inalienable constitutional rights, too. And that's how they have overturned democratically enacted laws to control them. Environmental protection laws get overturned. Worker safety laws get overturned. Public health laws get overturned.
Right,
and
right.
Most recently, in Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission, campaign finance law got overturned. We can't even protect the integrity of our electoral process from corporate money because of corporate personhood. And I want to be clear, not just corporate personhood, but the court also created the doctrine that money is speech, which has allowed the ruling class and the ruling elite to pour money into elections. So we need to abolish not only corporate personhood, but the idea that money is speech, because, frankly, I don't want either the Koch brothers or George Soros or any other mega-wealthy person to be able to spend unlimited amounts of money to influence elections.
Right. Right. Very agreed with you. Explain a little bit more about money being speech. Can you?
Well, that doctrine was created by the court in a case called Buckley versus Vallejo, where campaign finance law was overturned because the court said that you cannot that because money is speech, you cannot prevent somebody from spending their own money to promote their own candidacy. And so, on the basis of that, a wealthy individual can spend as much money as they possibly can on their own campaign. And over time, the court has just degraded that idea further and further to the point that now both individuals and corporations can spend unlimited amounts of money in not only for their own candidacy, but to influence other candidacies. They can use what are known as independent expenditures to be able to influence those elections. And I do want to remind folks that in order to actually change this is going to require a constitutional amendment. We need a mass movement in this country, and that mass movement has actually got to come from the bottom up. And so anybody listening to my voice, I encourage you to go to the website, movetoamend.org, and sign up so that we can be in touch with you. That's not a petition that we're just going to be presenting to elected officials. That's an actual organizing petition because we want to be in touch with you so that we might actually help you and your community pass resolutions so that we build the movement to actually make the promise of a democratic republic a reality.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. So this is a local and nationally hooked up movement that's been created to address the situation through that came about because of the Moneyist speech and the Citizens United with Corporate Personhood, and it's all built around the foundation of that, correct?
That is absolutely correct, and I want to underscore what you just said. This is both a local effort and a national movement. So wherever you are, if you're listening to this right now, you can participate. Go to the website movetoamend.org or give us a call at 707-269-0984, and we'll be in touch with you, and we'll help you create a local affiliate of the Move to Amend chapter. We will give you resources. We will give you materials. We will give you the tools that you need to succeed to become a participant in the nonviolent revolution that is happening in this country.
I hear you. Now, you are basically, David, I'd really like to tell us who you are. I know you're ramrodding this. Can you explain to me? I know you 2004 Green Party presidential nominee, weren't you?
Yes, in 2004, I ran for president of the United States as a Green Party candidate. I'm very proud of that. I'm also very proud to say that I work with Democrats, Republicans, and Independents on this Move to Amend issue. I do believe, though, that we ultimately need to use all the tools in the toolbox. We need to lobby existing elected officials. We need to run for office ourselves. We need to engage in nonviolent civil disobedience. We need to do all of the things in order to create the peaceful, just, democratic, and sustainable world that we all so desperately deserve. And the only way to do that is by finding common ground. And I'm very proud to tell you that the issue of corporate personhood is cutting across typical traditional lines, and we're actually finding that common ground. Conservatives, liberals, moderates, radicals are actually finding enormous common ground around this particular issue.
Well, and it comes at a time when the Occupy movement is drawing a lot of people from a lot of different directions also.
Well, it's true, and I'm happy to tell you I'm actually speaking to you right now from Occupy Miami, where I just conducted a teach-in that was very well received. I am absolutely confident that at the next General Assembly, you will see the issue of corporate personhood brought up, and you will see a resolution out of this Occupy movement, just like we've seen it in Minnesota, in Denver, in Hartford, Connecticut. The reality is that I've been to probably somewhere between a dozen to 20 different Occupy sites where I've done teach-ins. They always go well, and they're always well-received. And I think that the reality is that the call to abolish corporate personhood and get money out of politics are the two linchpin issues that are coming up and out of the Occupy movement, not only here in Miami, not only across Florida, but actually literally across the country.
Well, yeah, that's the reason to move on Wall Street. It's to follow the money, because once you get a handle on the corporate money and put the spotlight onto that and say we're not going to put up with it, people are listening to this. The trouble is that you have a media that is not really reflecting that back to the general public out there. So
well, that's true, and media reform, of course, has to be part of the overall movement. And I think that it's important that we actually come to terms with the fact that there is no such thing as a mainstream media anymore. It's the corporate media. And the best way to fight against it is to recognize it for what it is, which is propaganda, and begin to actively pursue other media sources. Don't hate the media. Become the media. And what we're finding, this show is a perfect example of the fact that it is possible for us to create mechanisms where we talk to ourselves without the filter, because corporate media acts as a filter for what we're allowed to know and what we're allowed to think and what we're even allowed to think about. And when more and more Americans come to terms with the fact that the corporate media is just a propaganda machine for the ruling elite, it will continue to lose its power.
I agree. 100%. I want to ask you, what we're talking about right now is a confined to America movement with Move to Amend. The Occupy movement, I have seen it, and I know many people within it see it as a global phenomenon. Do you think that Move to Amend has that same kind of reach to speak to other people struggling in other countries right now?
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, already Move to Amend is being warmly received and welcomed across this country. And I think that the worldwide recognition of the problem of corporate personhood is something that continues to give me great hope for the future.
Wow. Well, you're doing a great job. I've seen Move to Amend in all over social networks. So what do we call the social networking media that we've created? I'm trying to think of what to say with one little stroke, but I never seem to get it.
The way I describe it is this. We the people are creating communication mechanisms and infrastructure so that we can talk to ourselves without the filter of the large transnational corporations and ruling elite. That's how I talk about it.
Okay, great. That works. Now, you have an upcoming event that in January, correct?
Well, on January 20th, we'll be occupying the courts, which is to say we'll have rallies at the United States Supreme Court and at courts all across, federal district courts all across the country, with speakers and musicians and art and culture and poets, all raising our voices opposing corporate personhood, because that doctrine was created in the court system. In addition, it's not just going to happen at the Supreme Court. It's also going to be happening in federal district courts all across Florida. And again, I want to encourage folks who are hearing this and they're excited about this, they need to also go to that website, movetoamend.org, sign up so we can send you on your way to occupy the court's action that's happening in your community as well.
Okay, great. I've put all of that information out.
And then the last thing I want to make sure we cover, because I've only got 6 more minutes that I can be on the call, but the last thing that I want to cover is to make sure that folks know that tomorrow night we're doing a teach-in. Well, tonight I'll be actually at the South Miami City Hall, and we want to encourage people to come out to that if they're in that neighborhood. And then Saturday we have a teach-in at the First Unitarian Congregation of the Palms.
Where is that located?
I'm sorry to say, I hope that you had had it. I am at the Occupy site without my material, so I don't have
it. Okay. Before I get off, I will put that up. Oh.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. David, thank you so much for coming on, explaining, giving us some time. I hope you'll come back and update us and reach out to people again.
I certainly will. I want to say again one more time, folks, if you're listening to this and you liked what you were hearing and you want to get involved, the website is movetoamend.org. We need you to sign up so we can be in touch. And if you don't have access to a computer, then the telephone number to call is 707-269-0984.
Okay, I'll make sure all of this goes up before I go down on this show. I really appreciate it. Wish you lots of luck. Going to give in or pitch in as much as possible on my end, too. It's a real pleasure to have you.
Fantastic. All right, thanks for all you're doing.
You're welcome. Thank you, David.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay, folks, I don't know if you heard that, but there was a momentary... Hello, folks. I'm sorry there was a momentary disconnect. I want to give you all the information here to get in touch with Move to Amend and David's site. And the upcoming information... Here's the short link. Okay, there we go. I want to thank David for being with us today and his promotion of an excellent, excellent movement that is out there looking to create more people and to also support Occupy everywhere. So, and I'm aware that there are some sound problems. I do apologize for that. I don't think there are any sound problems with the interview we just did. Only right now we're cutting in and out a little bit. So, in order to regroup and to make sure that we're being broadcast, I am going to give you a little more of Punk Patriot Sanity. No, I am not. I'm so sorry. A little Gil Scott Heron.
You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox and Four Fox without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hey there. We're back with you just in time to let you go off on your Friday evening. It's December 2nd. I want to thank David Cobb for coming on board and giving us some information all about the Move to Amend. Please get over there to their website. It's HTTP, movetoamend.org. That's movetoamend.org. Get on over there. This is a good cause. This is about telling the corporations where to go and shove it, you know, the right way, the good way. Make some progress. It's December 2nd. And this is Here Be Monsters. I want to thank you for being with us. I have a couple of programming announcements. This weekend is a family holiday, more or less. Tomorrow's show, which is Saturday, usually is P.E. Nolan, but she is taking a much-needed rest. And on Sunday, our regular Here Be Monsters show is going to be silent, too, because that's another family personal holiday. I want to thank all my listeners in the archives. Remember everyone out there, please be safe, please be well. The revolution will not be televised. This is Here Be Monsters, as I said. This weekend, we're off the boards. We will be back on Monday, and then Tuesday of Dusty Taylor with Lefting Nut Job, and on down through the week with myself and guests. And I guess that's it. Happy Friday. Be safe. Be well. And that's it. Good night.